You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 22, The Power of the One Thing. Now, if you struggle with having way too much on your plate and maybe get a little bit overwhelmed, get frustrated, but more importantly, you know that your business is not performing at the level that it could, you absolutely are going to get a huge shift from today's episode. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, Melanie here. And I have a little story to kick off with today, something that I'm actually feeling very proud about. But it's one of those things where you have one of those great moments and you wish you could have that moment every day. And I got an email from someone that had been in my mastermind, and it simply said this: "You were right. I wish I would have listened to you earlier and focused on just one thing. I totally get it now! Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation." So I had to laugh a little bit. I got a little chuckle. I actually reached out and said, "Okay, you got to tell me more. You can't just leave it at that." And they explained that even though I had given them all of the evidence and all of the great information, they had to learn it for themselves. It took them all this time from when I first told them about the power of the one thing. It took them that long to circle back and really do it. And now it's finally working. Their business is working better. Everyone's less overwhelmed. Business starting to pick up again. But more importantly, they feel less scattered and more powerful. Now, I almost fell out of my chair, as you could probably imagine, because when you coach people or mentor people, especially if you do it for a living, you learn this very quickly. And I've been doing this for 15 years, and I have to be honest, this took me a little bit to finally embrace that. I would give some of my clients an immediate mind-blowing breakthrough, and they would see the light and change their ways immediately. And I love that experience when my client gets the immediate breakthrough. And for others, I've got to be patient and recognize that I'm planting a seed that gets planted that has to bloom in their own time. Because either they're not ready for it, or they need more evidence, or they're stubborn, or they're locked into their pattern. And that's okay too. But I will be honest, I do love that instant gratification of knowing it's changing immediately. Well, this was one of those moments where the seed had been planted, it had to germinate and bloom in their own time. But the payoff is extraordinary. And the payoff is recognizing that you can actually change from being scattered and having way too many things go on to focusing on one thing. I call it simplifying to multiply, and really have a pivotal transformation in your business. I got this lesson a really long time ago, and I have been guilty of having too many offerings as well. But what I've noticed is that when you're really talented and you know a lot, you tend to create a lot. And when you learn things, you're excited about teaching them to others, especially if you're an expert entrepreneur, so that you basically earn your living. Your business generates income by teaching the things that you've learned to master in your own business. But what happens is when you're super creative and maybe even a little bit addicted to the juice of creativity, you will destroy your profits because you have too many things going on and you cannot manage them well and you can't optimize them very well. And I discovered, not just from my own business, but from working with a lot of different thought leaders and small business owners all over the world, that an entrepreneur that's going too many different directions is almost always lacking in the profit department and has an abundance in the overwhelm department. So the other part of having too many things on your plate, especially offerings that you're trying to produce revenue on, is it basically takes your focus and interrupts it over and over and over again. I used to teach this idea by saying, think of it like this: you're a train conductor and you have all these different trains you're trying to get to the train station. Every time you start a new offering, you start a new idea, you chase a new opportunity, you're literally getting off one of those trains and going to the other train and driving it forward. Now, even if you have team members that can help you, what happens for them is they may be trying to help you drive these trains, but you're oftentimes having them jump back and forth between trains. And so there's a lot of effort with very little traction towards the goal. What I've noticed is when you have too many different offerings is you are literally leaping from one offering to the next without really maximizing the impact and the income from any one offering. And oftentimes you have so many things lined up to come next, you leave that offering before it's even made enough money to cover the investment of producing it in the first place. That is a huge aha moment for a lot of business owners when you realize, okay, I'm running around with all these different offerings, jumping from one thing to the next, and none of them are actually producing enough revenue to cover the amount of energy, the amount of income that we are investing in trying to produce the offering and get it to market. I was working with, and I could probably give you 100 stories, but another one that really stands out is I was working with someone over in Europe, and this man was super talented. But what's happening was he, again, creativity addiction, he's learning all these things, he gets excited about a lot of ideas, he wants to generate more income, so he creates more offers. And what happens is he's got three business units, and each of these units is underperforming financially, but it's overworking himself and the team, and everyone is scattered and overwhelmed and stressed. And ultimately, it's not a really joyful place for any of them to be right now. And so he turns to me knowing he wants to transform this, but was completely attached to his businesses. And it took a little bit, but we finally realized that, you know, he's got one business unit in complete crisis and meltdown, and he really needed to let go of one of the business units, simplify so that he could start multiplying his revenues and do it in a way that didn't require so much stress and effort. And ultimately, when he came to me, his team and himself, they were working 20-hour days, 6 to 7 days a week, trying to keep up with everything. So there's a few laws of expanding businesses. Like if you're going to have serial businesses, you have to approach that very differently than most entrepreneurs do. They think, oh, I've got a great idea. You know, we'll get it out there and it'll just kind of take care of itself. It's like most entrepreneurs that I know, they kind of operate in superhero syndrome where it's like, if I have an idea, it just somehow magically gets done. And I know I agree that that's a great place to live, but it's an illusion. It's not the way it is. And I like to look at what really will it take to generate profit? Like, what are the shifts required? And so I want to share with you a couple of really big aha moments that I had along the way. A few things that work really well when you want to take a business that's maybe full of overwhelm and everyone's exhausted trying to keep up with it. How could you really tap into this idea of the one thing? And the cure came from coaching multiple business owners and taking them through what I call my profit explosion strategy session. It's a strategy session designed to help people find their greatest profit inside their business. And I do have a tool that I offer called Profit Explosion Toolkit. It's a very simple tool that will take you through the process. But oftentimes my clients find that I'll find things that they don't. So I kind of have that laser focused way of seeing their business. And so over and over and over again, I would notice that entrepreneurs were spending 80% of the time on the offers, their products, their services, the things that were maybe fun or intriguing to them or had kind of wrapped them into this frenzy of like, I've got to make this work. But they generally produced very little results. So they were spending 80% of their effort on 20% of their revenue production. And sometimes it was as simple as they had gotten caught up in the myth that you have to have online products or that you got to have a passive income stream. Well, these are all great ideas, but they have to come at the right time. And you have to be at a certain point in your business and in your building of your platform to make any of them work. And by the way, 10 years ago, this stuff would sell like crazy. But the truth is today, many of us are learning that just because you have a product online doesn't mean they'll sell well, because the terrain of online offers and marketing and really navigating that those leveraged business offerings has completely changed. So we have to learn to flip this 80-20 rule. And so the cure that I discovered through coaching all of these people all over the world was that When you focused on your highest profit or result producing offer, you can simplify your effort while multiplying your income and impact. And so there's a lot that plays into this. Sometimes people are really addicted to effort, and they feel guilty if they're not working too hard, or they get in this frenzy of FOMO, like I'm fear I'm missing out on something. So if I have an idea, I have to move forward, or they just simply are a action taker and they don't slow down to think things through. And so regardless of how you get there, just know that if you're in this situation where you got way too much going on and you realize you have a lot of offers and they're not producing enough income, you can quickly shift this with a couple of steps. First of all, you may want to consider getting a strategy session with me. And that's something I would be very excited to do with you, because it's a lot of fun and it's very powerful. But if you want to try and navigate this on your own, you have to follow a few steps. First of all, get the Profit Explosion Toolkit. The links are on the site at melaniebenson.com. You can, and they'll also be in the show notes here, but you could also go to profitexplosiontoolkit.com. And you want to follow this process. But the first thing in it is to recognize you have to flip the 80-20 rule. And that is, you've got to figure out how to get something that produces 80% of your revenue. And almost always you already have it, unless you're a brand new business. It's already there. So you want to do like the breadcrumbs, follow the clues to, what do I spend the least amount of time doing that produces the best revenue? Now, there's a couple of different ways we can look at revenue. Is it's the highest profit. It's the highest number. So if you have a lot of different offers, you know, what is it that's your highest offer that you sell the most of? Another thing you can do is you can look at, what is the longevity of the transactions? So some people, it's not necessarily the immediate transaction, but there's a series of transactions. So somebody may enroll once and then they become a lifetime client, or they stay with you for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, right? And so you have to look at those three different things to figure out what really is your highest producing offer. And sometimes it's hard to find in your own mess, right? Because you're used to looking at it and you can't see it. And so, you know, that's where someone else can help you laser in. I'm going to cover a couple more steps in a minute. But what I want you to understand is, when you really laser in and you know what your highest producing offer is, then you get to make a decision. Do you want to exponentially grow? And are you willing to grow with less stress? This is where you get to look at, okay, so what would it take for this offer to get maxed out? I call it optimizing it, where you turn that into a profit line for your business that you can always count on. So you may need to develop a sequence of sales and marketing steps to always drive business that way. You may have to look at, okay, so what would, if this is the lead in and this is a good chunk of money, but it's not everything, what happens once I enroll my client in this step? And then we go from there. So you may have other things that are important and valuable to your clients. And so you start them in one place, and then you either upsell them into new offers that are longer term or higher price point, or you can downsell them into smaller things that will, again, serve their needs, but maybe isn't a high price point. So that's what's called upsells and downsells. And that becomes your profit strategy. I was working this through with a client last year, and this was somebody that was in a lot of exhaustion and overwhelm. They were building, they had a multiple six-figure business, and they're like, I don't know how to keep up with it. Well, what we discovered along the way was that she was spending the least amount of time on her highest profitable offering. And she has an offering in her business that's like a $10,000 offering that takes, you know, about 12 hours to deliver on, and it far outproduces everything else. And that's what she needed to do. She needed to transition who was doing what so she could spend more time on that big ticket offer, because that big ticket offer also attracted their best ongoing revenue clients. This is what we have to look at differently. Now, assuming you've taken the first step and you really understand your highest profit and revenue producer, and the caveat is it also requires the least amount of money and time to deliver, we move to the second step. And that's understanding where you get your best sales from or your best clients from. And that means you got to really look at the marketing efforts that produced the best profit performing offers. So you can have great clients, but if they're not buying the right things, then you're not going to be as profitable. And you're focusing on the one doesn't really pay off. And then you can also have high ticket items that are really profitable, but if you're not attracting that clients, they won't buy it. So it's those two in tandem that really works. And then the third step is looking at what offers are not the big producers. So they require too much effort. Maybe you're having to invest too much money to maintain them. And you're getting way too little results for everything you're putting into it. And this is an evaluation point. And I know it's so hard sometimes to think about stopping something you've worked so hard, or you're like, it's so good. But look, if it's not really standing out, if it's not really producing the biggest profits, if it's taking way too much time and energy, why are you continuing it? So you get to make a decision. Do you fix it or do you put it out to pasture, basically? You maybe have to drop that and stop putting so much time and energy into it. Maybe you just keep it around for a special offer once in a while, or maybe you need to have a fire sale and get rid of all the on-the-shelf product and, you know, close out that part of your product line. But this requires some due diligence. You really want to look at how does it fit in the overall picture of your successful business offerings? And ask yourself, is there a way to fix it? Look, if it has a place in the business, you can optimize it. You may need some new eyes, you may need some new strategies, but you can. But don't confuse your attachment to it with a real place in the market. Be willing to be the person that puts the things out that have the greatest impact with your ideal clients. Now, this is really meant to get you to start thinking in a new way today, because again, you know, creativity addiction is really where we're creating way too much stuff and we can't possibly sell it all. We don't have enough bandwidth in our marketing calendar. We don't have enough people out there who want it. It's just not really ever made a great splash. It's not getting the results you want. You know when it is. But I will leave you with this idea today. Be willing to simplify to multiply. This became my motto about 8 years ago, and it served me really well. You don't have to put everything out there. You don't have to create it just because you have the idea, even if no one else is doing it. Sometimes a great idea is just an idea. Really be willing to simplify your offering, simplify your effort, simplify your approach to multiply your impact and your income. It will serve you well too, and it will lead you to a business that's thriving. All right, that's all for today. Remember, you can catch the show notes and the resources all on my blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. And remember, you amplify faster when you are in a community of other people, other thought leaders and change makers, visionaries who are all learning the same things. Be sure to listen to the end here on how you can join us in the Amplify Your Success community. We've got some really cool stuff getting ready to be made exclusively available in the community. So I hope you'll join us over there. All right. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.